Hi everyone, take a look at this tool. So this tool is a free tool for Qualcomm devices to unlock FRP on Samsung devices. The tool is very good and it's easy to use. I'm going to show you how you can use talk about the tool and how you can get it. The tool supports a lot of recent models, like it supports up to Samsung S23 Ultra and a lot of Z Flip models. So this is for educational purposes only, and only if you have forgotten your password. If you want to factory reset, or only if you factory reset your device, then you forgot your Google account, so you don't try this on a stolen device, all that stuff. So I will just show you exactly how you can get this tool. And this tool unlocks phone in EDL mode. Yeah, EDL mode. So if in case you don't know what EDL mode is, then I guess that you are still new to flashing. And I'm going to talk about that. I will talk about how you can get phones reading in EDL mode when you want to do the unlocking, because without your phone being on EDL mode, you won't be able to unlock using this tool. So I will show you all that. And so first, how can you get the device to detect in EDL mode? You will have to put the device in EDL mode, and how can you do that? So just follow my steps. Head on to your browser, you type Samsung S23 Ultra test point. So if it's another model, so do the same, just type the model. If it's an Oppo device, Oppo EDIS, then test point. So what you're looking for the test point that you will use to get the phone into EDL mode, and you will have to dismantle the phone. So when you do that, click on image to move to the image section on Google, and you must not open the phone. There is actually an EDL cable that you can buy from the market, but the cable won't work for all devices. But it's always good to have the cable. But if you don't have the cable, then yeah, you can just do it the way that I'm saying right here. So like I said, the name of the cable is EDL cable, if in case you are looking for the cable. So when you search it, you will see a lot of pictures that people have uploaded showing you the test point. So I will tell you exactly how you can use the test point. So I don't know if you are seeing it clearly, but you can see the points right here, that all the pictures are pointing. We have two dots in those points. So all you have to do, dismantle the phone, disconnect the battery, reconnect the battery, back down, switch on the phone, then bridge these two points with your tweezer. As you can see, we have two points. All these pictures, we have two points. You can even check a video. For example, we have a video right here. You can click a video and look at how the person is connecting. Then bridge the two points with your tweezer, then connect your USB cable when the USB cable is connected to your PC. So once you do that, the tool will detect your phone in EDL mode. So when it detects the phone in EDL mode, just click on detect port. It's going to show the EDL port right here, then click on boot information. It's going to read the information of the device. So what next do you have to do? The next thing, we have the new FRP option, we have the wipe beta, we have the disable account for Xiaomi. So we have the reset FRP right here, which is the first option that was for the older devices. So you can use this option. If it doesn't work, then use the new reset FRP. So if you are bypassing the FRP of your device, then you can use this option. If you are wiping the user data of your device, use this option. If you want to disable the Xiaomi account, then use this option by selecting the Xiaomi model that you want to. And also we have this option right here for this particular Oppo device. Yeah, but that's good. So I will show you exactly how you can get the tool right now and how you can get the drivers to run the tool smoothly. So just follow my steps. All you have to do, head on to your browser. Either it's on your PC or your mobile phone, but I will prefer your PC because you will be running it. Because you will be running this tool on your PC. So just go to the search bar and you type Sages MyTex Unlocking Tools. So I'm just going to put this in the video description. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can just copy and paste. Type Sages MyTex Unlocking Tools. So you will have the first website here, MyTex Unlocking Flashing Tools. Just like that, and very smooth. All you have to do, click on it. And once you are on my website, you can see MyTex Unlocking Tools. You will have the tool right here, which is QRC Beta Tool 2025. So all you have to do, click on it. But when you click on this, I will show you the most important part here, because most people will see this, just click, and later they will tell me that the tool is not unlocking or detecting the phone and all that stuff. So after clicking, I will show you exactly what you have to do. So click on this page. So once you click on that page, it's going to open and you will have the page here. Any information that you need about the tool is here, and you will download the tool from this page. So once you download the tool, the most important thing is to get the correct drivers. I will show you exactly how you can get the correct drivers for this mobile phone, correct drivers for this tool. So all you have to do, go to the search tab on my website and type drivers. So when you click on drivers, so these drivers right here are mostly for MTK device, this particular tab. So what I want you to do, I want you to find the GSM Prime tool. You are not going to download this tool. I will show you what you are going to do here. What you are going to do, you are going to scroll down. Okay, once you scroll down, you will have the driver download option. So what you are going for, you are going for the Qualcomm EDL drivers. And once you download these drivers, install the drivers on your PC, you'll be good to go. Install the tool. It's very simple. Run the tool, connect your phone in EDL mode, and the tool will be able to detect the phone in EDL mode. So this is all you have to do. Make sure that you follow me for more amazing videos and more tutorial videos. So thank you and see you soon. And don't forget to subscribe. I'm going to upload a lot of videos. So.